and welcome to We're Obsessed With, a weekly podcast from Heat Magazine where we dissect all of the best showbiz stories of the week. I'm here with Kate Randall, Heat's news director, editor.
Hi.
Hi. And Rezzy, who is a radio presenter on Heat Radio.
Hi.
Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
So in case you don't know, this comes out weekly every Friday. And for all the celeb gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio is, of course, on 24/7. And you can go to heatworld.com for breaking stories. But for now, we're going to start with the first story that we are obsessed with this week, which is, of course, Celebrity Big Brother and Sarah's kind of breakdown that we've had to watch unfold. So, Kate, I want to let you take it away.
Yeah, poor Sarah Harden is really, really struggling in that house. She's got very drunk in there. She's argued with her housemates. She's been taken away from her housemates and had to speak to professionals. And just keeps having a lot of meltdowns. And I just think, why does she go in there?
Why did anyone think it was safer to
go
in there?
What was she thinking of?
I kind of feel a bit bad for her because I feel like she can't really do anything right. Like, I heard a lot of her housemates saying, like, she seems to come across as a different Sarah in every situation. So when she's chilling out with one group of people, she comes across like Sarah number one. And then when she's, like, drinking Sarah, she's a totally different person. And then when she's in this situation, she's totally different. And they're all starting to feel like she's really fake. But I don't think she is. I think she's just, I feel like she's really genuine. I think she's really sweet.
I think she's just struggling. And that also, that house is not a good environment for anyone, especially someone who's had issues in the past. Like, they feed on drama, and I can't imagine that that's a healthy space to be in.
But she's been in rehab for alcohol problems, and they're just feeding her with drink, which
that's true.
I don't think is a really, really good idea. Especially for, like, she's such a binge drinker and she's like, oh, it's fine, I can have one. But again, in that environment, with you can't eat, you're just seeing all the same people and having the same arguments. I just don't think it's very good for her. She must have been desperate for the cash.
I feel sorry for her because I feel like she obviously felt like she needed to go into Celebrity Big Brother to prove something. But I don't really know what, because I don't feel like she really needs to prove anything.
Yeah, well, it's like, what, that she's just the girls allowed member that people don't really care about. But I would argue that that's Nadine, not Sarah.
I know, exactly. It's weird, isn't it? Or I don't know whether maybe, do you know, sometimes I think, like, maybe does she look up to Cheryl and feel like, you know, Cheryl was really successful from Girls Aloud, and maybe she still feels like there's something there that she really wants to push, and maybe, like, going on to Celebrity Big Brother will help kind of revive that part of her career. I'm not really sure.
Has that ever helped anyone's career, though? You know how Strictly will revive a career or create a career?
Yeah.
When has anyone's career ever actually been revived from Celebrity Big Brother? Other than maybe Rylan, but that was a game plan.
Yeah.
Like, he knew what he was doing. I can't think of anyone who's actually come off Celebrity Big Brother and done really well.
Unless I think you're not really known beforehand. If you go in and you're sort of a reality star that no one's really heard of and make a name for yourself, then you can do it then. But I think if you're like a big pop star, it's a has-been show, isn't it?
And even the reality stars like Stephen Bear, I wouldn't say he's come out great from it.
No.
He's not got a career that you'd be like, oh, national treasure status. He's not like, you know, Ore Aduba, who won and is now like presenting the One Show. Like, it's not, that's not the career that you're going to get from Celebrity Big Brother.
Would either of you guys do it? Would you go into the Big Brother house?
I think I'd be too boring.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think that I don't like drama at all. I don't like confrontations. I think I would just sit and eat and get really fat.
And like, unless they put you on rations, like they have done recently.
I think I would like, I feel like I'd be either really boring or I'd be like a Gemma Collins, like nowhere in between. Like, just going full on
crazy. Oh, you can't
crazy.
Be the GC.
I feel like we peaked with GC. What about you guys?
I don't think I could. Because I think I'd be awful.
I think I'd just worry that like I'd say the wrong thing. I don't know. I think I could be in there and kind of entertain myself. But I think like they have such strong characters, don't they? Sometimes I think it'd be quite difficult I found it really difficult at uni living with people that I didn't really know because I'd get really frustrated with like their living habits. So I think like to live in a Big Brother house with people and then for it to be filmed, I think that would be so intense.
And then edited
it?
As well. Because I think editing has a huge thing to do with
that. Oh yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
They can make you turn on someone that easily.
And like going to the loo.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't get shown on TV, but it gets they see
they
it in the gallery.
It, yeah.
I also worry because I sleep talk. Because you know that they you know that they released that footage of Chris from Love Island sleep talking.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my worst nightmare. I sleep talk and say the stupidest stuff. And I also sometimes sleepwalk. So I don't want...
You'd be great entertaining.
I would only be entertaining when I'm sleeping. Other than that, I would just be sitting there like eating crisps and just watching everyone else like rip each other's heads off.
I would just get so wound up with people. Mm. I think being in the house. Mm. And once someone annoys me, all they have to do is say hello to me and they've wound me up. Like,
yeah.
I can't, and I'm not very good at hiding my feelings. So I think I'd probably be come across as quite bitchy and quite horrible.
I think like Trisha's character that's in the house at the moment, I feel like she's quite strong-minded, but very sensitive.
She's this year's GC.
We'd clash, I think.
Do you think?
I mean, I saw her having a meltdown the other day because there was no like washcloth and she was getting really frustrated in like the diary room. She was like, how am I supposed to wash my butt?
I love the meltdowns that people have in the diary room out for nothing.
It was like Gemma Collins with her heated hair curlers all over again.
My she's like, who doesn't have heated rollers?
They're all curling their hair with their hair straighteners and that's not the way to do it. It made me question myself.
You can buy me new extensions. I know, I was like, oh, I use straighteners every day.
Oh, see, I'm a roller girl.
Are you?
Really?
Right.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing, actually.
I'm with GC.
I've
never got along well with heated hair curlers, so I just wouldn't be able to cope.
You'd be fine in the Big Brother house, thanks. Yeah. I don't have them, so
yeah,
sorted.
Exactly.
So, who do we think is going to win?
But I actually think that Sarah might win
from sympathy.
I think she might go on the journey and go in. Everyone wasn't sure on her.
Yeah,
and then she was put up for nomination, survived it last night. I think that'll give her a bit of hope.
I really like. Oh, sorry.
And I think she might just, get the sympathy vote. And people know who she is as well. So she's already got a fan base. So I'm going for Sarah.
See, I quite like Sandy. I really like Sandy. I just feel like she's got like great one-liners. And I feel like people always go to her for advice and stuff. And she's quite funny as well. She's kind of like down with the kids. But then she also hangs out with the oldies as well. So I quite like her. I feel like there's more to her that's going to come out. Yeah. We're going to love her even more.
I think so.
I do quite like Sam, though. I think he's quite cute. He's coming across as quite fun and like a bit, little bit childish. But I don't know. I reckon he might have a good chance of getting through to the end.
Reality stars do have a good chance. Like the Geordie Shores and the Maiden Chelseas and the Towies. They always do quite well. I think because they know the game a lot better than like a pop star who's never been kept in a house.
They know how to play it.
They know that people are going to edit it and how to play up to cameras. So I think maybe even Jordan, because he was on Ibiza Weekend, the same kind of thing, you know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think Jordan will.
Ooh.
I know. He's a bit too childish. I think people will get sick of him and be like, out.
I think I just have an affinity for anyone Welsh. I know you cannot tell because of my voice, but I'm a very proud Welsh woman. And I think anyone who's Welsh, I'm like, they're the best.
They're the best. Can you do a Welsh accent?
Not well. I can when I'm really angry or really drunk.
Can you speak Welsh?
No. I can't speak Welsh. I can't sing.
Letting down
I can't.
The side.
I don't even know the Welsh national anthem. I'm literally the worst Welsh person.
Do you know
Welsh
Charlotte
person.
Church?
No, I have met her.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you?
Definitely can't call yourself Welsh.
Okay, so the next story that we are obsessed with, for all the wrong reasons, is the uncoupling of Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, which was the first news I woke up to on Monday morning and I shed a little bit of a tear. Aww. They're my favourite couple in Hollywood.
Really?
Hands down.
Why are they your favourite?
They just seem so nice. And I think that I am such a big fan of Chris Pratt from, I hate being this person who was like, before he was famous. But I really like Parks and Recreation, his show that he was on before he got fit. It's my favourite show of all time. It makes me so happy. And then I listened to her podcast. So it was like my two favourite people just doing really well.
Yeah.
And then he sometimes was on her podcast. And then I've interviewed him a couple of times and he'll always speak really sweetly about her. And then I just really rooted for them.
Yeah.
I'm actually really weirdly upset about it.
I feel like more gutted than if it was someone I know.
Yeah. And I think normally stars, you're like, oh, I knew they were going to split, but you really, really thought these two were going to go the distance. And their little son Jack, who's so cute,
and his little glasses.
His little glasses.
Oh, I know.
Why did they split up?
They haven't said. Mm. So their statement was that after some, they've put in the hard work, but they're just going to, they're deciding to separate. And they said that they want to keep it private because of their son and that they are going to remain amicable and all that stuff.
They all say that.
Yeah.
But I just, it's interesting because there's now been like, obviously, it's almost like when there's no reason, people just find every ridiculous reason they can for it. So there's obviously the rumours that he cheated with Jennifer Lawrence, which, if that is true, will break me as a human. Because he was like the shining beacon of hope and humanity, I thought. Because he's just such a good guy. I'm gushing now. But he just seemed like such a nice guy. So I don't like the idea that he cheated with Jennifer Lawrence. And then there's also rumours about her being an alcoholic. And then rumours about their fertility, which I find really strange. And yeah, I think people just try and make a reason.
When they first got together, he wasn't really hot, was he?
No, he was dad bod central.
Yes.
It was amazing.
She was the big star. And now sort of the tables are turned and he is really, really fit and everyone fancies him. Do you think that must be quite hard for her though?
Yeah, I imagine.
To have that as just sort of having a normal...
We think it's kind of gone to his head a little bit as well, where he's just I'm pretty hot now.
Yeah, and I suppose other women really, really fancying him becoming a pin-up for other people. Mm. Whereas before they were like, oh, they're just like a nice acting couple.
And he was like a golden retriever. Do you know what I mean? He was just like happy, jokey. Chris Pratt, kind of chubby.
Yeah.
And also, I wonder if his life is basically mapped out for the next few years because he's got like a Guardians, Jurassic World, Avengers, Jurassic World, Guardians, which are like massive. They all film in the UK for one, and then also they do massive world promo tours. But he's basically not at home for a year.
Yeah,
and that can't be easy.
No,
like, and that's his life now. Mm. That's not going to stop anytime soon because he's Hollywood's hottest property.
Yeah,
I just don't know how Hollywood couples last in general because, as you said, you know, if you're someone like Chris Pratt, they've suddenly become like super hot, and everyone wants to know him. Women are throwing themselves at him. Mm. How do you trust him?
Because he's also very friendly. Like, he's also just very nice. And I think people are like so charmed by him.
Yeah.
He's so friendly that it's like a double whammy because it's like, oh no, now my really friendly husband is also really hot.
Yeah, exactly. It must be hard to like trust them.
To also have people like you can't ignore the rumours, surely. So if it's like, oh, he got so close with Jennifer Lawrence when they were filming, it's like, oh,
she actually said that on her podcast. She said that even though she knew it wasn't true, I still felt really insecure knowing that he was even linked to her and filming with this beautiful young actress. Who's
because she is hot. Jennifer
yeah, she's
Lawrence.
Really hot.
Yeah.
And really funny.
Doesn't make it any easier, does it?
No, like at least if you're an ugly person.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, however like comfortable you felt in your relationship, if your husband was going off filming with Jennifer Lawrence...
Mm.
There'd be a twinge of jealousy, wouldn't there?
Mm.
Of course, especially if they have to get like hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Because
I can't imagine that if I was with someone and they had to like smooch someone on screen.
That would be so weird, wouldn't
it? Yeah.
I'd feel so jealous. I'd just be like, oh.
Yeah, I do wonder how she's going to address it on her podcast. That was my first thought, was like, how are they going to talk about this? Because they're not going to do any interviews, but her podcast she's always really open on, which is, I think, part of the reason I like them so much, because he'll sometimes just pop up on it. And her podcast is basically giving love advice to people.
Right.
And it's unqualified love advice. So
yeah.
It's called unqualified. And so someone will call in and be like, oh, I like this boy, but I don't know if I should date him. And then she'll give like a Dear Abby kind of advice. And sometimes he'll just pop in and they'll be like, oh, when we were dating, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, oh my God, tell me everything.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know.
Maybe people are going to be phoning in and giving her advice on how to cope with the
breakup. I just want to see that you're okay. I just want to check in with you.
I mean, is their advice any good? This sounds like quite a good podcast.
Oh, it's good. Yeah,
is it?
Because they get celebrity guests on and some of the guests are amazing.
Yeah.
That you're like, whoa, this guy knows his stuff.
Yeah.
And they'll give, because also some of the, as it's gone on, the calls have got even weirder and weirder, like really convoluted love stories that you're like, okay, it's just really good. It's really good.
See, I don't think it's really affected me that much. I think if it was like Blake Lively and like Ryan, then I think I'd be like really upset because I love those two. For me, like those two, I just find so cute. But I don't know, Chris Pratt's never really done it for me.
I think it's
Lucy.
Thing is, I'm like, I don't even really fancy Chris Pratt. Like, I understand that he's like objectively a handsome man, but I think I just really like him as a person.
Yeah.
I feel connected.
I feel like he deserves all the success he has because I remember him as like the chubby guy in Parks and Rec,
yeah,
which is my favourite character on TV, the one he plays. So I think, yeah, but this has opened up that door of like, oh my gosh, if Anna Faris and Chris Pratt aren't safe, who is next?
No one's safe.
Yeah, like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend.
No.
Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
No.
Someone was like, if Kim and Kanye are next, I don't know what I'd do. And I was like, nah, I'd be okay.
She'd survive.
I think I'd be all right.
Well, before I start crying again. I will say I had more texts before 6:30 in the morning than any time I've had all day after I
really?
Heard about Anna. Yeah, people texting me like, oh my God, are you okay?
Oh, no. Did you call in sick that day to work?
I almost did.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't think that I can do this.
Yeah, I can't make it today. Let's just go back to bed.
So from one devastating breakup to a less devastating breakup. Yeah. The Chris Pratt and Anna Faris of the UK, Lauren Goodger and her, I don't even know her boyfriend's name.
Joey.
I don't think I've ever heard his name before.
No, I don't think so either.
So Lauren Goodger is swearing off criminals now after breaking it up with her jailbird boyfriend Joey.
Yeah.
After a while, they stuck
it
out.
I mean, they met when he was in prison, and
that is a meet cute to tell the grandkids.
Yes,
I know. Can you imagine? How did they meet?
On the phone.
What? Yeah, and they met through. Well, they had mutual friends,
right?
As you do in Essex, they've all got mutual friends, and then they met over the phone, and then Lauren went to visit him, and then they struck up an old fashioned kind of romance because they really got
behind
to,
bars.
Yeah, they really got to know each other. So when she went to see him, all they could do was talk because they couldn't do anything else.
Mm.
And then he'd use his phone cards to phone her, and they would speak over the phone. And they'd sometimes bond over a can of Coke in the canteen if she was allowed.
Oh,
this just seems like
over a soda pop. Yeah. It's like the 50s.
And then she was planning for his day release. But I mean, he's banged up for 16 years. So I'm not quite sure when this day release was going to happen.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, now it's all over. She feels a bit upset about Joey because apparently he might have even been cheating on her.
So did she call it a day?
How?
Well, I mean, he's an eligible bloke, isn't he, in
Can
prison?
She not check the, like, sign-in sheets?
So if he was going to cheat on her, it would have been with someone in prison.
Well, I think he was speaking to...
What, another inmate?
This is what I'm curious
about. No, I think
about.
He was
like,
speaking...
How did this happen?
I think he was speaking to other people. Maybe sharing cans of Coke with other women.
It's like the 50s version of cheating.
Right, got it.
So, but now she has vowed to never date a criminal again. I mean...
I feel like it's weird to make that, like, draw that line now. I don't think I've ever had that in my head in the first place.
Well,
I would have thought that was just a benchmark to go from.
Criteria, yeah. Like, well, he's banged up. Oh, yeah, I think maybe I'll start dating him.
It's that classic, like, love a bad boy.
Yes.
Whereas I'm like, no, thank you.
But this is like super bad boy, though. How are you meant to have a relationship with someone
in
prison?
Like, they cannot physically come and see you because they're behind
bars.
They're
so bad. Yeah, they've literally
locked
been
away.
Locked up.
They are separated from society.
I understand she wants a bad boy, but at least someone that can take you out on a few dates. Like,
take
what
you
is
to Pizza
this?
Express. Come on.
I know, exactly.
Oh, poor Lauren.
I do feel sorry for her because you know what? Since the whole... Her and Mark Wright, like, obviously Mark's with Michelle and Michelle's like a goddess to me. I think she's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And when Lauren must find that really difficult because, yeah, like, he's now with Michelle, who's like amazing. So I feel like she always feels like she's got to do something to get herself in the press or get herself noticed.
It's not even like, you know, when your ex-boyfriend goes out with someone, all your friends will be like, oh, she's not even that hot. You're better looking.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even
say
that
to
Lauren,
can they?
Like,
Michelle Keegan.
Because Michelle Keegan is
like buff.
Actually stunning. Yeah. The best body I've
goddess.
Ever.
Goddess. Yeah.
So she'll be like, oh, I know, I'll just date a criminal because that will really wind Mark up. Sure, he's not that bothered.
Yeah.
I just hope that she doesn't start talking about Mark again in the press because it's just so boring now.
Yeah, I know. It's like time to move on from that.
Maybe
I think
she needs to move away from Essex. Maybe she needs to have a change of scene.
Well, at one point, she was going to move to LA.
Oh, because she
was
wanted to be like the new Kardashians, didn't she?
Yeah. But didn't happen.
She was like, me and my sisters are basically the Kardashians of Essex. So we have like a market for our kind of TV show.
Are they?
But, like, in LA? No.
No,
I was going to say, no. I mean, live in Essex. I've never bumped into them.
Yeah, we don't really want the Gugger sisters.
No.
Yeah.
The Gugges. It's not got the same ring as, like, the Kardashians.
Is she back in Towie now, though, Lauren?
No. She makes a couple of appearances, probably when she needs a bit of money.
Yeah.
When she's gone over on her electric bill a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she's like, oh, babes. Oh, I'll go into Towie for the LG. She calls herself the LG.
Does she?
No.
Yeah.
The LG.
The GC is fine. I feel like Gemma Collins can own the GC, but
LG.
LG is not as good. Also, that's a brand, isn't it? LG.
Oh, yeah, it's a phone brand.
Oh,
yeah, it totally is.
Sorry, copyrighted Lauren. You can't use it.
Already taken. I do feel a bit bad for her, though. I do feel like she, it just does, she always, I feel like she's trying to do the right thing and trying to get herself somewhere, and she just doesn't, she makes bad choices.
Yeah, I do. I think someone needs to guide her in the direction of a nice man.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just not a man, you know, be your own woman. But if you want a man, go for someone preferably not in prison.
Yeah. And move away from Mark.
I think she should... Yeah, move away from Essex.
Yeah,
maybe
fresh start.
Just find someone that, you know, just a nice, normal bloke who doesn't hit people for.
Is that what he did?
And doesn't somehow cheat on you when he's in prison.
Like, in prison.
That is dedication to cheating. Do you know what I mean? That's like, I will find any way I can to cheat, even if I'm behind bars.
I know.
Okay, so we are swiftly moving on to, very handily, Lauren's ex-boyfriend Mark, who we've been chatting about already, and apparently he is moving to Hollywood for a new TV role, which I just, okay.
I know, I'm actually in shock about this. This is actually happening. Mark Wright has got a job in Hollywood.
Has he got a job?
Yes.
Or has he got a pilot
show? No. He has got a year-long job with Extra as their roving reporter.
Stop.
What?
It.
Yeah. No.
Okay,
way.
I'm going to say this, and this is my biggest pet peeve in the entire world.
Okay.
And maybe it's out of jealousy because I'm a trained reporter, but stop giving TOWIE people my job. Like,
oh my gosh,
why?
I feel your pain.
Like, when Fern McCann got This Morning and, like, she couldn't even pronounce Hiddleston, and I was like, oh my God, like, stop. Why is he qualified to be a showbiz reporter?
Yeah.
Well, he's not, for Extra.
Extra. I don't even know how this happened. It really, really upsets me because every time he was like, yeah, I'm going to go over to Hollywood, I'm going to make it. I was like, of course you're not.
Yeah.
Stop saying that. And now it's actually happened.
Such weird timing as well. I would have thought, like, after his kind of Strictly boom, I would have been like, okay, I can see why Hollywood is like, ooh, this guy. But I mean, he's not really done anything for a few years.
No.
I know.
So why now?
I don't know. Do you think... I think we see through him and just like, God, annoying Mark Wright. But in America...
Maybe they love him.
Yeah, he's got love... He's nice looking.
He's like, a bit like an Ollie Mears, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like a cheeky chappy.
Bright white teeth.
Yeah.
British, they love a British accent.
But why his British accent?
Yeah.
As in like... I found this when he got a radio job. You've got the lovely dulcet tones. But when he got a job on radio, I was like, who told him that his voice was his like best asset? Because it's not. He's got a lovely chest, like lovely pecs, lovely face. But I just, anytime he opens his mouth, I'm like, you sound like an idiot.
But then do you reckon it could be like, what was that? What was his name? That Welsh T4 presenter that went over to
Steve Jones.
Steve Jones. Yeah. So maybe it could be like that, though. I mean, he thought he was going to go crack America. He got this amazing gig and it didn't work out at all.
We can only hope.
And now he's just presenting Formula One stuff.
Yeah, now he's in Formula One. So, I mean, it could be the same with Mark Wright. Maybe he could
liked Steve Jones, though. I thought Steve Jones was very charming.
Yeah, I think they just couldn't understand his accent.
Yeah,
and
no.
I think the weird
Typical
thing was,
Welsh.
I think he had elocution lessons, didn't he? Because his accent sounded a little bit off. I was a bit like, oh, this is not what he normally sounds like. But I just think maybe they just didn't get it.
And also he was paired with Khloe Kardashian on The
X
Factor, which is just the weirdest thing in the world.
Of course he was. The
so
thing
ridiculous.
That worries me about Mark Wright, though, is that you hear all this stuff that's reported in the press about whether him and Michelle are going to, like, what their marriage is like. Because obviously she does loads of filming for My Girl. Over, is that in, like, South Africa, I think? Is it South Africa she films it?
Our Girl, yeah.
Yeah. Our Girl, that's it. Yeah. So amazing series, by the way. But yeah, so she's obviously doing loads of filming for that, and they don't get to spend a lot of time together. So now if he's going to go over to LA and start filming for this, like, when are they going to spend time together?
Do you know what I think it's a bit like? When Stephanie Pratt came over to Made in Chelsea. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to watch The Hills, and that was a huge thing in America.
Too.
And in America, Stephanie Pratt is an absolute car wreck. She's a mess. Yeah. She had like a million DUIs.
Yeah.
She's a mess. And she comes onto Made in Chelsea, and she's like, hey.
Amazing.
And she's so elegant and beautiful, and everyone loves her because we don't have that point of reference, except I was like diehard into the Hills.
Me
And Laguna Beach.
Yeah, me too.
So that whole thing is there, and I also like will follow anything that Spencer Pratt does because I think he's a genius. But maybe it's like that. Like the slate is wiped clean with them and they have an entirely different idea of what they are compared to us.
Oh yeah, I bet he's portrayed as a real wholesome British bloke.
From a stand-up wife, like
They will have no idea who Lauren is. They'll have no idea about Howie.
Yeah, he doesn't have the baggage, does he?
No. Oh, God, he's going to do
really well.
If he steals the load, please stop hiring reality stars for the jobs.
It does make it harder for people like us,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Because look at Kem and Amber as well.
Oh, my gosh, I know. I was literally like, I've been doing this job for so long.
I was like, I trained in this stuff. Like, come on. They just shagged in a bed on an island. Like, it's not fair.
I know. And then to get onto Good Morning Britain.
I know. I mean, it's bad enough having Piers Morgan on there. Anyway, that's a whole other topic. Finally, the Strictly lineup has started to come out, which means it's basically Christmas now.
It feels insane. So quickly.
I feel like it's also jokes that on the week that we started hearing Strictly lineup, the weather just turned into actual winter.
Yes.
It means like, sorry guys, you're not going to have a life now for every Saturday.
Done.
So far, on the point of recording, we have three announced, which is Molly King, Davood Ghadami from EastEnders, and today it was announced that Ruth Langsford, which I'm
amazing.
I'm so happy with. Mainly because I want Eamon Holmes to be the next one that's announced.
Yes. Do you think I reckon they might do it.
Yeah, because it will be like, who was that rugby player in that?
Oh, Gabby and Kenny.
Gabby and, yes, and they had to go head to head and then like, that was awkward because she got booted out first.
Oh God, that was a real drama, wasn't it? Like the whole nation was like, she shouldn't have gone, he should have gone.
And she's very competitive. So I really want Eamon in it. So I'm hoping that the Ruth thing is like, and next we have Eamon.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I think that Strictly is that one reality show that every year they get better and better and better people on it.
Well, I think so too.
I always think it doesn't really matter so much about the lineup on Strictly, because sometimes people are like, oh, I haven't heard of these people. But then they come on and they're absolutely amazing. Like Anita Rani a couple of years ago, I was like, not heard of her. Mm. And I went to the press thing. I went, she's going to be the star. She's going to be the star of it. They're like, and then she was.
Yeah, everyone just goes to show, doesn't
I think
it?
It's just,
and it's like Louise Redknapp as well. Everyone was a bit like, okay, she hasn't really done anything in a while. And then she was like, got third place or something, fourth place. I love Strictly.
Me too.
I love
the dancing. I think Molly King's going to be awesome.
I think she is. Yeah. But then there's that weird line, isn't there? Because it's like when Pixie Lott went on it and it's like, you're too good. You're too good. That you're not interesting. There's no because Pixie
no
Lott
journey.
Was great. There's no journey, guys. Pixie Lott was great.
It's all about
from
the
start that you were like, okay, she's gonna do an amazing cha-cha. We get it. And so you almost like are disappointed when she does well. But like Caroline Flack had like the best journey.
Yes.
And, like was like not very good and then was amazing. And then she got presenting Love Island. So again, people doing really well from Strictly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the one show I would do if I was famous. I would Strictly.
I was going to say Love Island. I was like,
no, Strictly.
I'd love to do Strictly.
Oh my God, more than anything, I cannot dance. I'm the most uncomfortable when I'm dancing. So I don't know why I want to do it, because the thought of dancing in front of millions of people is like my idea of hell.
See, I used to be a dancer.
Really?
Yeah, before the whole presenting
thing. Oh, you would be allowed on it then.
No, well, you would be allowed on it, but you'd have backlash.
But I've got like bad knees, so I wouldn't be able to cope with the type of dancing that they do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to dance in heels because my knees dislocate, so I wouldn't be able to cope with that. I'd be like, sorry guys, no spins, can I dance in trainers please?
I would just really want to do the Charleston.
Yeah,
yeah. That's my favourite.
Or a jive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the jive.
I don't want to do anything sexy because I just...
a rumba.
I just want to wear the outfits and just like prance around in the outfits. That's it. And the hair and the makeup. It just looks like so amazing.
I look terrible in a spray tan. So that's the only thing that I don't think I could do. I really don't suit a spray tan.
Yeah.
Oh, when...
Me too. Do they get their spray tan done every week then, just before they go live?
And they're like not allowed to. I talked to Jeanette and she said that she's just not allowed to have like white sheets in the house for her or Ali Ash, because it's just like they're orange by the next day.
Yeah,
some of them
I can
double
imagine.
Dip as well. They have two.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, in a day? In a
two
week?
Two in the week.
Oh my gosh.
So they have one on the Tuesday and then we'll have one on the Friday.
They are a fantastic shade of mahogany when you meet them. They're like,
I've only had a spray tan once and I had to have mine done twice because it didn't really show up. Yeah. But then it's such hard work, isn't it? Because you feel like you can't wash your face properly or like have a shower.
And then when it all comes off as well, you go a bit
You start to go a bit patchy.
I had to get one for my like leavers ball when I was at school.
And of course.
You can't tell on this podcast, but I am ginger and I'm very pale. And I had to get a spray tan that would last me like 5 days until my leavers ball, because like I had to go and do stuff.
Yeah.
So I had to get the darkest one possible, because by the time my leavers ball came around, it would be like a natural glow. But for like the first day, everyone was like, you look absolutely ridiculous. Like I looked like I'd been tangoed, which is like a very dated reference, but I was bright orange. It was the same color as my hair. It was, and never again am I getting a spray tan.
I think the worst experience I've ever had with fake tan was when I put it on, fake bake is what I used, yeah. And I put it on before I went to sleep. And then where I slept in my head on my pillow, I dribbled. And so oh, I obviously had like a patch on my cheek the next day that was white. And I was like, what am I going to do? That is so obvious. And everyone's going to be like, what have you done to your face? I dribbled. I had to like fill it in with bronzer. It was really embarrassing.
So we're probably going to get a steady stream of Strictly Stars coming through in the next few weeks. So who are we expecting? Because the bookies' favourites were Ruth and Eamon, and then also Ollie Mears.
I heard Ollie Mears.
I think Ollie would be great on it.
I think he would be great.
Also, I feel like his career is in a steady decline.
Yeah,
he could do with a Strictly boost.
Yeah.
I reckon we'll have an athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I've never heard of.
Well, Paula Radcliffe apparently is the favourite.
Oh, really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe someone from the Athletics who's just...
retired?
Yeah.
Jessica Ennis? Is that a person?
No, she's just had a... She's 8 months pregnant.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she's pregnant. That probably wouldn't go down well in here.
Am I showing how little I know about sport?
What about Mo?
Yes! I was just thinking that.
Because he's got his final race tonight, I think, maybe. Or maybe at the weekend.
What about Usain Bolt?
Oh, my God.
Even that better. Would be hilarious. Either way, you need someone that's got no rhythm whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You need someone that you can watch and be like, oh, my gosh.
They'll definitely be a sports star. They'll definitely be...
A boy band
of some, like who's a defunct boy band now? We had The Wanted, we had McFly,
and maybe someone from Busted.
Yeah, ooh, could be.
I can imagine Matt Willis on it.
Yeah,
then like they literally would be the celebrity couple dominating Saturday telly.
Yeah,
if he was on it, because it's like Emma Willis on so every true. TV show.
So true.
I can see Matt Willis on it. I'd love that.
I think he'd be really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your dream star that's never been on it? Yeah, pick anyone. It can be as ridiculous.
Oh,
as
Victoria
possible.
Beckham.
Oh my God, yes!
That would be so awkward to watch, though.
She does love
imagine?
Her ballet.
Yeah.
She'd literally hate life. I don't think she'd enjoy it whatsoever.
She wouldn't show it.
She'd be so self-conscious of it all. She'd hate, yeah.
And she wouldn't be able to smile. And don't you kind of need to smile in some of the dance? Yeah. Especially if you're doing like a jive. You need to have a big smile.
Or a Charleston.
Her, like,
I would love her doing a Charleston with just like a stone face.
I don't think she'd be able to cope. I don't know.
Would she
be any good?
Well, she's very good at ballet. So that's what she does to keep fit is ballet.
She
is a trained dancer.
Yeah.
Bruno really wants David on it, so maybe they could. Maybe it could be Ruth and Eamon versus Victoria and David.
I'd rather see Victoria than David, though.
I think I would as well. I think David, I'm like, just don't speak.
Yeah, we'll just look and you can be pretty. Yeah. I think Victoria would be more TV gold than to have David on. Yeah.
I would love a member of One Direction to go on. But they're almost too... They're not
Harry Styles, they're not by any chance?
I think he is far too cool for it. But I can imagine like Liam on it.
That would
you?
Be
in a few years,
funny.
Liam will be on it.
Yeah.
One Direction aren't quite past it enough yet. They need to have another few years of hiatus.
Yeah.
And then Liam will be on it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Very true.
Or Niall.
Or maybe Niall. Louis, because Louis's singing career is not going anywhere.
I reckon Niall would be better on it, because I think he's quite cheeky, isn't he? I think that would come across quite well.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch his journey and see like what he's like as a dancer.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And also he would guaranteed win. That's the only thing that like directioners from like Brazil would call in.
Yeah, that's so true. It's funny because one of my friends is like the celeb producer on Strictly. And I spoke to her yesterday
job.
And she was just like, it's really hard because loads of agents are asking me out for like dinner and drinks and stuff. And I have to keep turning everything down because I know all they want to do is like give me a few drinks and try and get me to tell them who the lineup is. But I'm not seeing anyone until like September because I can't spill the beans. I was like, oh, can you not even tell me?
I'd be awful.
She was like,
I'd be
no.
Like, I can't tell you, but.
Yes,
I know. I mean, the number of things that I'm like, you didn't hear this from me, guys, but so-and-so has got new music coming out. And I literally had an email being like, Strictly embargoed.
But don't tell anyone, it's fine.
And I'm like, but guys, seriously.
I know.
You're allowed to tell one friend, that's the rule.
Yeah, just not me, because I always tell everyone. So.
Just not anyone who speaks on the radio. Yeah.
But I heard this today, that.
Yeah. I know, it'd be amazing.
I think, like, my nan always roots... My nan is, like, the perfect, like, audience, like, viewer, because she does just go by dancing. Mm. She's like, oh, I like this person because he's a good dancer, but she doesn't know who they are. So it's, like, the perfect...
I think that's
not just voting for someone
though,
you're a fan of.
Yeah, because I love it when you see someone that's really good at dancing and you feel like mesmerized by them. You literally can't take your eyes off of them. That's when you know they're like a really good dancer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's what should be what's more important rather than who they are.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too. Bring it on.
So that is it from We're Obsessed With this week. Like I said at the start, it comes out every Friday. And for all the celeb gossip, the magazine is out now. Heat Radio's on 24/7. Rezzy's on there. And I'll be on next week as well.
Oh, yeah, you will.
And you can head to heatworld.com for breaking news stories. But for now, bye.
Bye. Bye.